Welcome to one of the six public hearings on the proposed RMP amendments policy standards for warehousing in the New Jersey Highlands region and an update to the land use capability zone map and technical report. These public hearings have been noticed on the council's website and printed in the council's newspapers of record. My name is Corey Piasecki and I'm a principal planner with the New Jersey Highlands Council. Here with me today is Netta Hartman, senior counsel with the Highlands Council. In today's hearing, we will hear comments from interested members of the public on the draft amendments. Please be sure to sign in at the table where copies of the proposed amendments and a summary memo are also available. If you would like to speak, please raise your hand and wait to be called on. When you speak, please state your name, affiliated organization, and address for the record. We do encourage all speakers to leave a copy of their remarks with the council staff and to limit your comments to 3 minutes. Comments may also be submitted to comments@highlands.nj.gov. Please be aware that this hearing is for comments on these documents only. It is not a forum for comments on the Highlands Act, NJDEP regulations, or specific property questions. If you do make a comment on something other than the document, your comments will be categorized as unresponsive and not be addressed further. This is purely a listening session for us. We will not be responding to comments at this time. At the end of the six public hearings, we will generate a public comment response document which will inform any changes we may then wish to make to the original documents. Do you wish to comment at this time? All right, come on up. Why don't you come up to the table here?
Tracy Gordon, I represent Raritan Headwaters Association in Bedminster, New Jersey. I think this is great. You should definitely get these standards put in your regional master plan, as we feel that warehouses are not a great development for watersheds. They cause a lot of harm to our stormwater management situation, non-point source pollution, et cetera, et cetera. We're all for it. Great. Way to go, guys. I wish you could make them stronger, actually, personally.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Just hang a little bit, see if Bill shows up.
Okay, the time is now 10:02. At this time, there are no additional commenters. We will pause the recording until such time as someone wishes to speak. Thank you. Okay, the time is 10:47. We have one additional commenter. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Bill Kibler. I'm with Raritan Headwaters. I'd like to say Raritan Headwaters supports the two proposed amendments to the regional master plan. We will be submitting written comments before the deadline, but there were a few highlights that I wanted to hit while I was here. The first is we support the approach that the council and the council staff have taken to make clear that the no-go areas include the preservation area, the protection zone, and the conservation zone. Those absolutely should be off limits to warehouse development. And these comments all relate to the warehouse standards. For the, I guess I'll call them go, and for lack of we covered the no-go areas, but for the go areas, the Highland centers, the redevelopment areas, and existing community zones, one of the concerns that we have with regarding those areas and the potential of using them for warehouse development is that that means foregoing other development opportunities or other development needs in those areas. So, for example, in the Highland centers and the existing community zones, we might societally have a higher priority, or perhaps we should have a higher priority on things like affordable housing rather than warehousing. And I'm not exactly sure how we do that, but I guess just to put the question on the table, is there a way that we can prioritize forms of development, especially, I'm thinking especially within the Highland centers and the existing community zones, where that development potential might be better used for something other than warehouses. Under the section that covers impervious coverage, I think it's on page 16, there's a requirement to keep impervious coverage within the planning area to less than 10% impervious coverage where it is presently less than 10%. I would suggest bumping that down from 10% to 8%. We have long pointed to 10% as a point where we start seeing significant impacts to water quality once you get to 10% impervious coverage. I think in more recent studies, we're seeing that happen as low as 8%. So I think consider 8%. In that same section, the staff addressed groundwater recharge. Our suggestion would be that the groundwater recharge standard should be 125% everywhere. And the rationale for that is, as with constructed wetlands, when you build a constructed wetland, they don't function as efficiently or as effectively as a natural wetland. We know that. There's no way to build a perfect wetland that works. Stormwater and groundwater recharge is very similar. We can construct mechanisms, we can use best management practices for groundwater recharge and for capturing stormwater. It does not work as efficiently as nature does, it won't. So we need to make up for that somewhere, and the logical place to do that is in the development. So rather than having a 100% groundwater recharge standard in some areas, we think that should be 125% everywhere to make up for that difference. And it may have been in the standards, I didn't find it. There should be a requirement that any of this proposed development comply with any TMDLs that are in place. So specifically, it came up in the context of there's a requirement there to address TSS and the groundwater recharge. There are many places in the Highlands where there may be a TSS TMDL in place. So specifically requiring not only that they address TSS or whatever the subject of the TMDL might be, whether it's temperature or fecal coliform or whatever, make that a requirement. I think that's on page 17. The other thing I would suggest on page 19, there's some mention of steep slopes standards. I'll include this in our written comments, but I think the portion addressing steep slopes guidance could be improved and worked out a little bit. The rationale for that is, at least from what I saw in the proposal, the steep slope guidance is kind of a number. It's 20%. There are a lot more variables that go into where construction on steep slopes should go and shouldn't go, other than just the slope, soil types, geology, etc. So I think that can be improved on a little bit. I'm very pleased that this proposal would require that warehouses be solar ready. I'm not sure if this is something that we can make reality, but I guess in my perfect universe, I would like to see large scale development like warehouses not only be required to be solar ready, but be solar functional. And that might mean something like requiring the facility to generate 125% of its projected electrical use, so that it's at a minimum covering the additional power that it's going to demand. Because what we're trying to do here, at least I think what we're trying to do here, is in some way address or be prepared to address climate change. And when you put a facility online, a large warehouse facility, they use a lot of power. That additional power generation is contributing to climate change, unless we do something about it, which is make that facility generate clean energy. And then the last thing that I had that I wanted to mention, again, I may have missed this. I looked for it, but didn't see it. In my mind, there are two things that are critical for good planning at the municipal level. The first is you have to have a good plan. And the council has historically been very good about supporting good planning at the municipal level by providing, model ordinances, by providing grant funding for planning assistance, so municipalities can do the good planning that they should be doing anyways if they're in the Highlands. The second thing they need is to be able to enforce the planning and the zoning that they have in place. And one of the challenges that municipalities face is that when their planning board is faced with a large developer, the large developer's threat is simply to bury the municipality in court because they have the money, and many of our small municipalities just don't. So I think it would be helpful in the guidance if you all were able to spell out more clearly the legal shield that applies to municipalities that conform with the regional master plan, because then the municipalities are covered both for the cost and the effort of doing good planning, but they also know that down the line when it comes time to defend their planning, that the council and the state have their back, so to speak. And that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Appreciate Thank it. You. All right, the time is now 10:55. There are no additional commenters who wish to speak, and thus concludes the Highlands Council public hearing on February 21st at 10 a.m. at the Highland Council offices in 100 North Road, Chester. Thank you.